This here is a special bonus episode of CRISPR Roots. I want to draw your attention to an astonishing album by an astonishing songwriter, Stephanie Lamring, L-A-M-B-R-I-N-G, just like it sounds, Lamring. Her album is called Hypocrite. And, you know, it was out last week, and I sort of missed it when I was searching for albums to talk about. I'm not sure why. Maybe I listened a little bit, and it didn't grab me, so then I went on to the next thing. I should have listened harder. The writing is amazing. It's hard. She does something that I have tried to resolve to do a few times in my life, and that is write from a place of total honesty. Right. Now, maybe she's making up personae. She's a writer of the sort that could write fictional characters. I feel like she's not, though. I feel like she just resolved on radical honesty and to see what would happen. This is her second album. The first one is shockingly excellent, too. I mean, I don't know. Shockingly? No. Beautifully, touchingly moving. I don't know. That's redundant or whatever. I'll show you what I mean. I'm not going to do two albums in this bonus episode, but just one. Here's a song called Good Mother. Now, people have done this in memoirs. Even my ex-wife, Marion Winnick, does stuff like this. Confessional, here's what it's really like. But Lamring's song, Good Mother, first of all, you don't usually see this in music. It's hard to do it well in music. You don't have a long personal essay to unfold. You have a verse chorus. Second, she goes farther, you know, like, I mean, I feel like the rigorous honesty, to use a 12-step phrase, blows away even a lot of these, you know, mother bloggers, mommy bloggers and memoirs and stuff like this. But anyway, each theme touches the heart, but it's the stance that is shattering, like just the resolution, the courage to face into it each time. Anyway, okay, so here's Good Mother by Stephanie Lamring.
You sing in the shower. You sing in your sleep. Fresh face and fresh coffee, like you have somewhere to be. I'm covered in laundry and pink finger paint. I miss being pretty, having something to say. You wanted a family. I wanted you to be happy. So I'll start the supper, 'cause I'm a good mother. Say it's the hardest, best thing they've ever done. But if it's just the hardest, you can't tell anyone. I count down to nap time. I'll sleep late.
about that? I mean, it's the kind of thing that to do it risks your relationships. I think, again, I've been close to the confessional memoirist approach, and I am such a memoirist at times as well, and it can make your world difficult. That's one reason it requires the courage, because suddenly she's hitting experiences that, you know, pretty fundamental to a lot of people, and she's saying that you can't say it, and she's saying it. Right. I mean, I want to play all these songs, I guess. Here's an amazing one. I lived this whole scenario, and I never expected to hear it in a song. I just, you know, less than 2 years ago with my mother. This is one called Hospital Parking. She's got an amazing song on her first album called Old Folks Home, which, you know, in a way, it'd be too mechanically emotional to do this, but the way she does it is outstanding, right? And just kind of shattering, actually. Anyway, this one's called Hospital Parking. A lot of people have had experiences like this.
When you're gonna get that phone call, you don't get to choose. Could be having a burger and a beer on a Monday afternoon. Then you're packing a bag in a hurried haze. Glad you went home for Mother's Day. Thinking maybe you should pack a black dress, but you're too afraid. Every mile on 65 that you don't get a phone call, she's still alive. 'Cause no news is good news, or would they even tell you when you're dry? You wonder if your dad will move on too quick. You wonder how you'll handle it. She always said he can't be alone. What will you say if it's her time to go? Say see you in heaven when you don't know. Do you just tell her you're gonna get right with Jesus? You get a pink sticker with today's date, sail a sea of curtains, and it's too late. Come around the corner and wouldn't you know it, she's smiling. Little window to the world in the room next to hers. Strange kind of comfort when somebody's doing worse. 80-something mother saying something she should never have to say. Step out for a minute to get some air. Breathe in someone else's nightmare. Relatively speaking, you're having a damn good day. Someone singing, hey Jude, hoping someone will come too. Someone's praying, hey. Down the world's longest hallway to your car. You pass red faces and tissues and tears. New grandparents grinning ear to ear. You never know what you're gonna get here. Who's to say? Might be the end, might be just starting. You still gotta pay. Parking.
Right. Maybe that's the first song I've done on CRISPR Roots that I couldn't stop in the middle. I felt like that's a very vivid experience that I have had a couple of times in the last couple of years. All right. And I can't describe it that well. Her mom's okay, right? That's that, you know, or is this isn't the terminal crisis. That happened too to me. And, you know, that's real typical too. And that's what gives this song its emotional tone, which is, I mean, it's a little hard to face up on these things, but golly, she makes them beautiful. Obviously, she was raised in a quite a religious background. And you know, on both albums, she struggles with that. She explores it. You know, Christian background and what she thinks about Jesus now. The first time I listened to this, I was thinking for a minute that it was a gospel album, but what it is consistently is a struggle about faith album. That's part of this whole confessional tone. Here's one called Prayer.
If God loves everyone, so special to be chosen. What's one last drop of water in the ocean? Why does he need me to believe? If the path is narrow,
is that bass coming through?
Why are there so many on the same road? How do you tell the fakers from the faithful? What if I see both in me? I drank the grape juice, I took the wafer, accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior. All my sin was paid for.
I didn't think to think till later. Well, that's an interesting set of experiences. And she's writing an autobiography. And doing it much more fully and honestly than most people do on in music, I guess. Well, she finishes with, completely appropriately, with a song called Confessional. And probably this refers to her particular religious background, but it also refers to her whole artistic activity. It's hard to hit this so deftly, where it comes off honest, but not like crazy self-involved and self-indulgent, right? It's, there's a humility to it and that makes it connect, right? It's not just like me confessing my polyamorous relationships or whatever it is in your memoir, all right? Like me. It's, here's experiences I have had, as vividly and honestly described as I possibly can. Now, does this resonate with you? Could we talk about this? Like, I feel like it's a confessional and generous, you know, 20-song oeuvre right now. This is Confessional by Stephanie Lamoring.
I'm stubborn and a mountain, got my head up in the clouds. The privilege of apathy might never bring it down. I slam the dirty dishes instead of asking help to clean. Talk shit behind your back, 'cause I'm afraid of being mean. And I don't talk to neighbors, hide between my big head. Is it the fear of being drained, or is it the fear of being? I'll say we should get together like I intend to follow through. The second you stop calling, that's when I'll have time for you. Cause I don't need nobody till I don't have no one. I wonder at my freedom, then I wonder what I've done.
Wow. So, you know, she sounds kind of prying-like at times, I guess, you know. Angel from Montgomery or something. But I think she is her own character. I think this is a... This album is a beautiful hypocrite. She's got a song called Two-Face, by the way, which I really recommend. I think this album, Hypocrite, by Stephanie Lamring, is beautiful and important. I admire it in a way that, I mean, I admire her for having done it. All right. So I guess that's CRISPR Roots, what was this, 18.5.